This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, September 3rd. I'm Audrey McCabe. Some promising news following a brutal wildfire season. All lands managed by the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests are no longer under fire restrictions as of this morning. GMUG says that recent precipitation and improved fuel moisture levels across the forest have reduced overall fire danger. And while conditions have improved, fire personnel emphasize that wildfire risk is never fully eliminated. With restrictions lifted, campfires are once again allowed outside developed campgrounds and recreation sites. However, neighboring federal, state, and local jurisdictions may still have restrictions in place. Visitors should verify current rules for the specific area they plan to visit before engaging in any activities involving fire or other ignition sources. Fire managers remind forest visitors to continue practicing safe fire habits, especially in areas with dry vegetation or heavy, dead, and downed trees. This means never leaving a campfire unattended, using designated fire sites whenever possible, and fully extinguishing campfires until cool to the touch after stirring. The town of Paonia is moving forward from a dramatic series of resignations this year. All 7 seats on Paonia's board are full now, after John Everett was appointed on August 25th. The Delta County Independent reports that Everett moved to Paonia about 2 years ago to retire, but said he found himself growing bored. Other residents encouraged him to apply for the seat, saying his skills could be a good match. Everett has experience as a water engineer and a licensed attorney, and before the appointment, he held a citizen seat on the Paonia Planning Commission. The board also announced that it had chosen GMP Consultants as the executive search firm to help them find a permanent administrator following the exit of Stefan Wynn. Greg Sund is filling in as interim administrator. The DCI reports that the hiring committee recommended the firm because it's based in Colorado, which will make travel less expensive and allow for more community engagement, and because of its strong focus on public service and project management. Outspoken, a musical play by writer, reporter, and playwright Marty Derlin, debuts this weekend in Paonia. KVNF's Ashley Crest sat down with Derlin to learn more about the production.
Well, I'm Ashley Crest, general manager of KVNF, and I'm joined today by Marty Derlin to talk a little bit about a new creative endeavor that Marty's taken on. And we are excited to announce that this is an upcoming show that'll be here in Paonia, right, Marty?
Right. It's right across the street at the Blue Sage, a center for the arts. And it takes place September 4th and September 6th.
Excellent. And the title is Outspoken. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. Can you say more about the title Outspoken?
Well, I struggled with the title. I wasn't sure what to call it. And I've struggled with the how to put it together as well, because I am connecting the dots, hopefully, to some extent, among a group of activists who span 200 years of activism in the United States and the world. So Outspoken just seemed to say it the best I could think of.
What can they expect? And can you say a little bit more about Talkback for those who aren't familiar with what that is?
Yeah. Well, of course, this is not, we have not fully staged this play. And it's a preview of what I hope to fully stage at some point, some permutation of this. And so I'm really eager to hear people's responses to what we're doing. And the talk back is an opportunity to say, why did you do this? Or I didn't understand that. Or I liked this, but I didn't like that. Or that kind of critique of it would be helpful to me at this point in the process.
Well, anything else you'd like to say about folks attending this performance?
Well, let me run down the cast and the orchestra. So in the orchestra, Pam Peterson on piano. Also, she did the vocal arrangements, and she's quite inventive and interesting as a vocal arranger. Eames Peterson on guitar. Jeff Reynolds, our old friend from KVNF, on upright bass. And then the cast is Ellen Hutto, Marion Pierce, Christy Eller, Sally Kane, Lenore Cambria, and Violet Peterson. And I've worked with all these people before, except for Violet, who happens to be Pam and Eames's granddaughter.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today, Marty.
Thank you, Ashley. And I'll just say when they are. So Friday, September 4th at 5 p.m. At the Blue Sage in the big room there. And then Sunday, the 6th at 2 o'clock, it's a matinee.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was KVNF's Ashley Crest speaking with writer Marty Derlin. In Tuesday night's Montrose City Council meeting, there was a major shakeup resolving a tension that had been building for months. KVNF's Brady Wilson has the story.
Bill Bell is no longer Montrose's city manager after 15 years in the position. He wasn't fired, and he didn't exactly resign either. Tuesday night, Bell asked City Council into executive session, and they came back out with a written proposal to end his employment by mutual agreement, effective immediately. Deputy City Manager Ann Morgenthaler is now the interim city manager. Here's Council back in open session after their executive session, explaining what had just happened.
We have reconvened now in open session, coming out of an executive session where Mr. Bell presented us with a proposal to separate his employment with the City of Montrose on an amicable basis.
The city calls it a mutual separation, and Tuesday night, that distinction mattered enough that the city attorney stopped a counselor in the middle of explaining it.
Just for the record, it's not a resignation, it's a mutual separation.
What did I say?
You said resignation multiple times.
I'm sorry.
It's going
to
be
excuse
a mutual
me. You'll have to forgive me tonight.
That's City Attorney Chris Dowsey correcting Counselor J. David Reed, and it isn't a quibble. A resignation is one person's decision, a firing is the council's, and a mutual separation is a negotiated exit with terms. Those terms are in a written agreement that wasn't on Tuesday's agenda and isn't yet public. Council says it goes into the packet in 2 weeks for ratification and becomes public record then. This didn't come out of nowhere, though. The Montrose Daily Press reports that after a meeting in July, the mayor wrote to Bell to tell him that the elected officials, the council as a whole, are his superiors, not the other way around. The mayor added that he hoped Bell would keep that in mind because such behavior would not be tolerated. Then in August, a columnist in the Montrose Mirror accused the city of compromising April's elections. And on the 26th, the mayor called a special meeting to consider investigating that. He opened by moving to put Bell out of the room, but Bell pushed back.
Don't interrupt me, please. And we can disagree. You always disagree with me, but you're incorrect.
Interestingly, 8 days before City Manager Bill Bell made his proposal to separate, standing outside a school board meeting, Mayor Michael Battiaco told KVNF that removing Bell was not something that the council was considering.
And I've heard people say, well, are you going to fire Bill Bell? That's not on the table. Why would we do that? It would just cause chaos. You know, unless there was an absolute reason to do so, no, absolutely not.
And they didn't fire him. Bell went to them. The vote to accept was unanimous, including the two councilors who spent August defending city staff. Nobody on council has said that the ballot counting dispute and Bell's departure are connected, and nothing we've seen says so either.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is all five. None opposed. Mr. Bell, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Everything that you've done.
Bill Bell isn't giving interviews. Contacted after Tuesday's meeting, he told the Daily Press his only comment would be the city's written statement. In that, he thanks council for entertaining what he calls his request for an amicable and mutual separation, and says he believes it's in the best interest of the city of Montrose, as an organization and as a community at the current time. He writes about 15 years of projects and partnerships and calls Montrose a wonderful place. Morgenthaler manages the city for now, with her own terms still to be negotiated. Bell's separation agreement, including whatever the city pays him, goes to council in 2 weeks. And the argument that ran underneath all of this about April's election isn't finished. We'll have more on that for you tomorrow. For KVNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Brody Wilson.
That's our KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, September 3rd. I'm Audrey McCabe.